Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. I'm doing this clear
little break in the clouds, Hey, what have you brought us this morning?
Okay, this one, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, folks, so please forgive me.
Is this not one you've done before?
I have, but these EDMs, you know, they're so persnickety, the differences, the subtle differences.
It's also definitely the kind of genre as well, where if you get it wrong to someone who's in the know,
yes,
they're like, no.
we do accept kindly advice rather than,
tips.
So we're doing two-step.
Two-step, alrighty.
Which is a kind of garage.
Nice.
Which is
garage music.
So it's a British genre, British EDM.
Okay.
And I'm trying to, so there was disco in the 70s, and then there was house in the 80s. And then
I like that you say was.
Like, it's died, it's gone.
Over. No, yeah,
it's
over.
And then
not
somehow
true.
In this 1990s, well, obviously started a little earlier than them. British DJs were playing with these disco house tracks.
Right.
And they called it Garage after the nightclub, Paradise Garage in New York, where Larry Levan used to play disco.
Is that where the name came from? I've never known that.
And that's sort of like the same way house came from a club called The Warehouse.
Right.
And so the house music. So they had this Garage
when I was
garage.
Growing up, I always thought that house music was like stuff that you like cleaned the house to.
It's probably is.
Garage was what you were doing when you were like tinkering in the shed.
Yeah. Well, I always thought garage was like garage band, you know. I always thought that, you know, I was confused by the name.
Yeah.
And then somehow this two-step, which is a version of having a slightly different beat.
Yep.
So it's got that disco, sometimes funk, sometimes R&B vibe.
Yeah.
You know, where some EDM doesn't. You know how some EDM goes super technological, beep boops, beep boops.
Beep boops.
This has still got the disco R&B sort of feel.
Do you want me to hit it?
Yeah, let's hear it, because
hit
it's
it,
really
DJ.
The
Do you
the
have a
rhythm.
Preference of which one would to start with?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to hit Sweet Like Chocolate.
Okay.
And everybody knows this.
This is one of the most famous ones, yes.
On a Cabri ad.
Okay.
You remember that Cabri ad?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. And the chocolate, yeah, anyway. You know.
Okay, so we'll
you
wait
know,
for this.
You know.
Wait for this two-step beat. Not yet. Here's that's just the hi-hats.
That's a very 90s sound, though. And so is that.
Yep, female vocals.
All right,
that's
there
it.
We go. That's the
it.
Two-step, right.
Yeah. So it's always got
but
that
this
beat.
Is, this isn't the original of this song, is it? Or is it?
No. I don't know.
I think there's a... I don't know. Well, this is Shanks and Bigfoot. It's called Sweet Like Chocolate.
So it is the kind of beat that, you know, beat mixers could put on anything.
Yeah.
You know, they could revise things. It's very distinctive. So let's get that. One, two. I don't know. If you can still count four if you wanted. One, two, three, four, right? You could still count that.
Yeah.
But it's got that weird shuffle in between.
Yeah, this is, I think this has also made its way into many movies, this song.
Yeah, and this is one of those songs, there was a couple of them like this, that with the beginning and the end for it as well, because it got popular. So it had been this kind of DJ, EDM, underground music, but then it had this commercial success with people like Craig David, Daniel Bedingfield.
See, I just want to say that
Daniel
neither
Rachel, what a name.
Rachel nor I cannot bob our head.
Yeah,
I'm into it, I think.
It's like a, I think, is it the two? Yeah, this is the bit that everyone knows. Yeah, Tess is getting into this.
How can you not? So catchy.
So was this big in clubs? Did it kind of get beyond the UK at the time it started started out, or was it sort of like a later thing that it started to spread over to the States and stuff? Has it ever really had its moment in the States?
Well, yeah, even in that the beat can still be used. Like, apparently The Weeknd's got a song where he uses the beat. You know, like, now this beat is available, you know, like, as a palette for people that pick and choose. But no, it didn't have the scene moment, you know, where, like, it was the thing and the clubs and the cool folks. And it doesn't necessarily sound like it, but it was a real mix of the communities, you know, the black communities, the Jamaican communities, and the white communities sort of. Well, we had that with last week's Two Tone, you know, sort of creating this music together with this society where everyone's, like,
all under one roof raving.
Yeah.
I feel like if you took the vocals out of this, the beat would not be... Okay, maybe this is out of line, I don't know, but it's not dissimilar to maybe grime now.
It is a precursor to grime.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even though this doesn't sound like as harsh or rebellious
but
or
maybe
naughty
that's
as grime.
The lyrics aren't like you don't have that same...
But that's a very sugary, literally, sugary song, you know, like it's not
well,
sort
it
of
became
like...
grime and dubstep. So it's, so those were like the harder version. This was sweet, you know, club version. And then some people took it and it evolved. So it's this weird sort of midpoint between disco and house.
What's this one?
Grime and dubstep, where they sort of Britishified it.
This is Zed Bias Neighborhood. Zed Bias, is that how you say that, I think? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is 2000.
I think this...
Manchester.
I think I know this song from some soccer movie, and I can't remember what soccer movie it is.
And so this has got a bit of sort of reggae dance hall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, while it was R&B based, it's still rooted in that community. Oh, look.
You guys are making that face.
You know that... I don't know how to do it on the radio.
How do you describe gurning on the radio?
The mascara face. You know when you're putting the mascara?
Yeah.
That is what it is. It's the two-step face. It's the mascara face.
They're making that face while they're... Yeah.
See, Kirsten, I would have picked that you would have, like, loved this.
I find it repetitive.
Okay.
But, you know, quite a lot of good club music is because it gets you right in the
zone.
You
need to be in the rhythm. See, those noises are the...
Yeah, I love that.
Those are the dubsteppy noises.
Yeah. So that's what it's... Yeah. This is where it started.
This is... It's going to drive me mad that I can't remember what movie this is in, but I swear I can see people doing, like, drills, you know, soccer drills, like dribbling balls between their feet.
Right.
And this... So if anyone knows what movie this is in, please text me.
See, that's the cool part of it, too, that it's very British.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not an American... It's not a baseball. It's soccer.
That's soccer. If someone knows what movie this was in, it's been driving me mad for 24 hours now.
I think it might just be similar to a song that was in Bend It Like Beck.
They do. The two steps, they sound a lot alike. I mean, but that's part of the characteristic.
No, but it's the good. That's the bit that's like the earworm.
So that's your disco part, is the female vocalist.
Right.
But see, then it had the like sort of reggae part.
This samples a song by Anita Baker called It's Been You. So maybe that's the song that's on a film? I don't know.
And apparently it's also post one of the other articles where it was sort of say in the States around this time you have Timbaland doing that real layered R&B. So again, it's the British taking all these American influences, house, disco, Timbaland, New Jack Swing, and putting it to their own context that had more of the reggae, more Jamaicans. And, you know, and then it's going to evolve into these other amazing music.
I really feel like you can hear the, like, grimy,
dubstep-y
one in this track.
It's that kind of, like, that gated sound on the beat
wobble.
As well. Yeah. That's so UK. And as you're saying, absolutely comes through in those genres that follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, because two-step sounds kind of nice and poppy, but it is going to lead to these a little bit more sort of...
grungier stuff. Yeah.
You know, then of course there's Speed Garage, Dark Step. You know, like
Speed Garage.
I think
it's this, but meaner and faster and darker.
I'm going to find out what movie that was in. It's going to be the one thing I do this weekend.
There was a lot of genres happening at the time, and I guess it's, you know, you that's the sort of thing about a genre. There's a musical difference, but then it's whether you get this community difference.
So this is Joy My Pride by Wookie and Leanne. And someone actually texted in please, 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 Kirsten, can you play Battle by Wookie Stone? It's a cult classic and game changer with heavy British bass music.
This is the next best thing, another Wookie track for you.
Yeah.
Stone cold classic indeed.
And someone said NZ's Jason Housen ran a popular night called Silk Cuts in Auckland playing two-step for many years.
Top night and a really good DJ. Nice.
See, I find this really chill.
This is quite smooth. This. And you the R&B sound
yeah,
is
and
so
you can
strong.
Hear, you know what? This sounds a little bit New Zealand-y, I've got to say. Right? Bad Freddy, Shafu.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the other reviews of this album was talking about sort of Stevie Wonder-y influence.
Oh, yeah.
So, which is cool, because EDM, it can lead towards that real robotic, but these sorts of genres really keep it grounded and sort of dancing, sex, body, you know, funk and feelings. You got your mother's eyes,
just can't get over you. That's quite sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, this would be a great album, I reckon, to listen to. A weekend album. This is one of the smoothier albums on the...
Smoothier. I like that. You just coined that term.
I know, it was a smoothier. I said some other weird ones.
I think that's the thing when you're trying to describe... It's like describing food or describing music. You have to make up words because it's just impossible to talk about it otherwise, I think.
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
And I guess well, it'd be interesting to see these people that are writing in about it, because it's the sort of 99, 2000s, that the age, you know, like they, you know, what age they were. So were they 20 at this time or whatever? And that's why this music means a lot. Like it, right time, right place for their age group, that this is what was happening in the clubs.
It's interesting because there is a bit of a revival, I think, as, you know, the cycles of music go. This kind of like smooth R&B sound is kind of coming back. And so is the two-step thing a little bit too. Like garage music's definitely never really gone away, but this kind of noise seems to be coming back through from a lot of stuff coming out of the UK and even some stuff locally as well.
Someone said MJ Cole's Sincere album was huge. We did actually try to find an MJ Cole song, but unfortunately it proved to be quite difficult.
Okay. A dream come true, and now and Daniel Bedingfield and Natasha, two Kiwis that were on the scene.
Was Natasha Bedingfield the one who did that song, These Words?
Yes, I think you're right.
I think I had that on CD.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
So this is quite nice. I like this.
Yeah. I mean, the whole album's really good. I just happened to pick that track, and it was the one our listener wanted to play. But
What are you going to bring us next week? Because I think it's less palatable from what you were.
Next week, I'm going to challenge you guys. Yeah, I mean, you guys are all really enjoying this. That's really cool. Next week, wow. It's the Juggalos.
Oh no, the clowns.
Send in the clowns. And I gotta say, I think the music's horrible. But you know, we don't want to judge.
Some people love it.
Some people. We'll see if any of the listeners are into it.
So far, the only thing you've brought up that I've been like, I can't get behind this, was electro swing. And you know, everything else.
But
yeah, like,
other people here like it.
You know, people. It's the most polarizing one I think we've had so far. So maybe Juggalo will be the next thing that polarizes the listenership. Thank you very much, Kirsten. I enjoyed that this morning. Two Step on
the
Traveling Tunes.
The smooth sounds of Two Step.
The smooth sounds. Hey, have a lovely weekend.
Okay.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke. It's